Tell me your flower story.
Naomi, friend, here is my flower story. We started doing a flower farm because, first of all, my husband grew up on a flower farm, so they grew gladiolas or glads for commercial production in Washington State. So they did the flowers for markets in Seattle, and then they grew the bulbs for production, and they would sell them as wholesale. So they had many different varieties. They figured a small run was 10,000. So he grew up in that experience. My mom grew up on a farm, and so we always had a big garden, and I always liked taking care of plants. So early on in our marriage, Andrew and I went on vacation in Michigan, and we stopped at the request of one of Andrew's aunts. We stopped at a cut-your-own flower farm, and we picked a whole bunch of flowers, and we thought, well, this is really cool. We could do this. And we looked at each other and said, let's go do a flower farm. And so we did. We had been looking for a house, and we purchased an acreage, and we started that fall with planting tulips, and the rest is history.
Your farm is a sustainable farm. What are some of the things you do in order to make that happen?
Sustainability is sort of a work in progress. So when we started doing the flowers, part of the motivation was that we would be able to grow something beautiful. And the other part was that we would be able to do so in a way that isn't extractive to a damaging degree or that damages the larger plant community and pollinators and all those things. So some of the things we do is when we apply fertilizer, we do so in the form of compost. So we will add compost in the spring or generally in the spring. And then I'm mindful as to what gets rotated through each bed. So I'm trying to plant more nitrogen fixers. So we'll do cover crops of buckwheat. And this year I'm trying planting some pea and bean legume type flowers amongst flowers that are more hungry. So like sunflowers would be a hungry plant. And I have planted peas or sweet peas, flowering peas next to the sunflowers. So as the roots from the peas break down, they will release nitrogen, which fertilizes the crop, or at least maintains soil health. And then we also, if we use sprays for pest control, we try to use organic certified sprays. I can't think of a time when we've used anything more potent than something that's organic. And I think by providing the proper diversity in the garden, then our pest load is reduced. So we still have issues with Japanese beetles. That's our main thing that we have to spray for, which they are an invasive and they don't have a native control. So that kind of makes sense. But we try to farm so that there's always something in the ground and so that we're not leaving soil barren too. So that helps.
But they sort of have a native control on your farm.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They have chickens, which are our pets, but they do eat Japanese beetles. They appreciate that.
Where do you sell the flowers you grow?
Most of the time right now we're selling through the Ames Farmers Market and then also just orders that we get from people who email or Facebook me.
Do you think that flowers are essential?
I think that beauty is essential. So I think that in the United States we don't have as strong of a flower culture as maybe around the world. But yes, I think flowers are essential. There's a couple different ways you can think about flowers being essential. So one of them would be the aesthetic pleasure of flowers, which is why we grow them. And then the longer I've been growing flowers, the more I've learned about them, and the more I realized that they are the mode of plant reproduction in most cases. So in that case, they're essential to our life because our fruit and vegetables and all of those things that we need for proper health are grown because of flowers. And even if we eat meat, then the animals that we eat are sustained, well, sometimes off of corn, but also because of a diverse plant community that provides proper nutrition, and flowers are an essential part of that. I think that in the garden, flowers are a sort of crowning experience of perennial gardening, or of, if you're vegetable gardening, flowers produce fruit.
If you were a flower, what would you be?
That's a hard question. I had to think about that. So I decided to answer it in the way that the flower that I admire and would like to be like. I don't know that I can fully say that I qualify to be as good as the common milkweed, which the things I admire about common milkweed are that it is very resilient. So if you mow it or cut it or burn it in any way, the plant underground is not harmed. Well, it's not very happy to be cut down, but it will regrow. And milkweed plants are connected underground by long rhizomes. So the plant that you see, there's a lot more that's under the ground. So I admire that they're literally rooted, that they have a large community, that they're reliant on each other for their health. And I think that they're beautiful. They have these large, voluptuous flowers that hang down from their stems. They produce seed pods, which are fascinating in that they break open and all this white fluff just floats out. And they are beautiful even in the winter because those seed pods remain on the plant all season. So they're beautiful as they grow. They're one of the first things that I noticed coming up, especially after we burn grass or something. The milkweed is one of the first things I see poking up through the ashes. And then they grow all summer. And then even in the winter, you can see where they are and you can admire them. And then the hardest bar to reach that milkweed does is that it supports a whole community around it. So it has not only monarchs, which are, you know, in the news these days, that will lay their eggs, and the larvae of the monarch lives only on milkweeds. And there's a whole community of animals that live off of the milkweed plant, including milkweed bugs, which are red with black spots, and soldier beetles, and I see aphids and ants, and stink bugs are the little sap-sucky looking things. And more things that I don't recognize. Different butterflies will also feed off of the flowers. So they're versatile, they're beautiful, they're resilient, they're good plants.